You are now entering the multiverse and falling out.
This is Life with Life is Awkward. We have a special guest today. Her name is Portal Girl, aka Jack.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Beautiful, beautiful. Jumping in and out of every portal. I am now in the radio portal. It's new to me.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I am very interested in that. I want to know, you were kind of telling me a little bit before, but what is Portal Girl? Like, how did you come up with that name?
Okay, so Netflix, the OA is really important to me. Yeah. It's one of the first TV shows or like shows that I've ever seen that has depicted my version of truth as far as reality and dimensions go. I was actually in shock that other people believed the same thing as me, that we are infinite, and the fact that the main character in that show can decide what lifetime she goes into and who is surrounding her energy in those lifetimes. That's what birthed Portal Girl, is realizing that I can decide what atmosphere I create for me and the people around me.
Does that mean you're exuding an environment? How does that, or how do you interpret it?
I am the environment. and I also allow other people to be their own environment and take in their environment and help it water my garden and my environment.
Cool. That sort of reminds me of permaculture, which is a type of gardening where you kind of let everything become its own symbiosis. Like you plant certain things that will make each other bloom.
I like that.
That is nice.
I ask people often, like when they're sad or upset or just like disconfigured, I ask them, if you could picture your life as a garden, what would it look like? Like, does your garden need water? Does it need shade? Does it need sunlight? Do you need to take some weeds out of there? Put fertilizer in there? Pesticide? I'll be your pesticide. That's my favorite pickup line.
Be your pesticide.
Burn it.
That's
all
a very
away.
Good visual, though. Like, just because there's so many things that can happen in a garden, and just all those types of things are maybe what you need at that time. It's almost like a Zen garden if you like create all these different things and then take them out or put them in slowly as like your life changes.
Yeah,
and like any other garden, like you're never gonna not have problems. There's never not gonna be upkeep.
Right. Definitely.
So there's always gonna be something.
And like to improve. Like if your garden is burning, that might seem like hazardous and really terrifying at first, but then you realize like actually this is helping my soil. this burning, this fire, this heat is helping my soil, which is helping the ultimate garden.
Like new life and new growth.
Yeah, definitely. Always.
So don't fear when lightning strikes on your pagoda and it bursts into flames.
Yeah, let it burn.
Let it burn.
Take some pictures in front of it.
Yeah, just enjoy it, right?
Yeah.
You've got nothing else to do.
Right? Yeah, you create all of that. All of what you want to do, you create that.
You create it, yeah.
So I want to go a little bit more into what you were talking about earlier for the topic of the show. Like the sense of a community and bringing everyone together, and everyone needs kind of someone to play off of and not feeling small in this universe.
Definitely. Cause I feel like it's a super like new agey thing to be like, all you need is yourself. Like you're going to die alone. All you need is yourself. You don't need anyone. But like if we wouldn't be able to understand language without other people, we wouldn't be able to have ideas without seeing other people do something, without history. So I feel like other people, that's why other people are really important to me. That's why other energies are really important to me, because I'm inspired, not necessarily influenced, but inspired by people and their actions and their colors and their feelings. And my ultimate goal is to create spaces where people feel inspired to be and to think outside of the things that were told to them previously or things that they consider their truth. Mm-hmm. Like, know your truth, but also let your truth evolve. If you always have the same truth, you're going to be living the same thing over and over again without room for new truths. I don't believe that you're really growing.
How do people accept that when you start talking in this way to them? Like, because I feel like some people are very like reciprocate. Is that the word? Reciprocate?
Reciprocal
to it. And will like just like play off you and like you can connect. But then I feel like there's some people that might not want to get into that and are just like don't really care about it.
Or they might pretend to agree with you.
Or yes, pretend to agree with you.
Like that's going to happen
that's,
a lot.
The thing I get most is... Oh, that's so heady.
Whoa, okay. You're so right.
I'm really vibing with you right now. And yeah. I'm just like, what does that mean? Like, you're not saying anything. That's just one of those moments where, like, I know that you're saying something that was said to you when you were saying something that someone, that they didn't understand.
Right, they just might not understand and not that they want to not learn it.
Yeah, yeah. But it's cool also, like, I don't see those, like, I'm vibing with you or that's heady as a bad thing. Mm-hmm. I just see it as someone not fully being able to take it in. It's kind of like a surface level thing, but it's cool that they recognize it as something deeper and important. But I think that I would value someone's silence and their eye contact a lot more than them just like, off the bat saying something like that because that lets me know that they're like taking it in even if they don't understand it. One thing I love is to be proven wrong because I'm usually right until I'm proven wrong, and that's really cool. But I think it would be cool if other people also thought because like if we all create a space where we can be proven wrong, then is anything really wrong? Like, like, I don't know. At the same time, I don't really believe in rights and wrongs.
It's more opinions.
To quantify it, yeah.
Well, yeah, humans live very much by right and wrong.
It's like, but what is right and what is wrong? Like, everyone is valid to their own like, opinion on something.
Exactly. I don't know why, but that made me think of something weird. I was talking with a friend and about like religion and the Bible, and I compared the Bible to the Avengers, and I was like, what if like 400 years from now, other life forms come to this earth and like are zapping into our computer systems and like everything that was popular and viewed and seen, and they found the Avengers and they found Marvel, and they're like, oh, those are the gods, those are those are people that are doing good, and what were they doing? And they create a whole religion off of that. Like that's how I feel. Anything worth anything has started, like that was the seed.
Well, it's all about good versus evil too, so it's definitely has a very similar construct. It's just more palatable to more people in terms of relatability. So they are like modern day gods.
Yeah, I never really thought of it like that, but you could totally see it that way.
Yeah,
like a lot of them are good role models. Except maybe Tony Stark.
I was just gonna say Tony Stark is my role model.
He's your role model? Yeah, he's a good role model. He's charming enough to get away with all of his flaws.
Okay, Robert Downey Jr., actually.
Yeah, he's a delight.
No Iron Man, just Robert Downey Jr.
my brother met him once, I think, at a restaurant that he worked at in Hollywood, and he said he was really nice.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he went up to him and said, are you...
No, he said, like, I think he said he, like, bumped into a table, and then he, like, spun around and was like, hey. Like, he was, like, recovering over an awkward moment to go to the bathroom or something, and he said he was, like, it's really nice when he, like, walked by. Yeah.
I love that. That's a real human.
That's a real human. Yeah. He's a real hero. Right? He's a real human being.
I think we all are, though. Like, Portal Girl is definitely my superhero. Like, knowing that I can be anything, anywhere, and what I decide to surround myself with can impact me. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really inspiring place to be, and limitless, honestly. Like, it's infinite. Portal Girl's infinite.
Be your own hero, but don't be one hero.
Yeah.
You can keep changing your hero, or you can have multiple heroes and keep alternating based on your needs.
And based on the situation you're in.
Based on the portal.
Because it's also like your needs, and then you're sensitive to like helping other people. Like, you want to help and create these things. So like in each situation that you're in each building or portal that you're in, you can use that power or... Yeah, power to help
knowledge.
Those people and help yourself in that moment in time.
Mm, definitely, definitely. Always learning new ways to inspire and to spark ideas in people. I'm really trying to get away from the word change, because I feel like head honchos, like the big white man in the big chair with all the money, they're changing things. You know what I mean? I want to inspire people, whatever that may be. It doesn't have to be change, just inspire. Let them know that there's something other than what they were told. That's so cool.
Can you give us some of that advice that the listeners can like hear? So what would you say to someone to help them inspire change or just kind of get them to be more proactive?
That if I was everything that I was told, like all of the bad things that I was told, if I hung on to those things, I wouldn't be in front of you right now. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't believe in myself enough to be here. But I can say with that, I feel blessed because I had a lot of people in my life telling me, like, despite all of the stuff I went through, I had a lot of people telling me, like, you can do it, you are worth something. And like that privilege of being told those things, that's now I want to be a resource for people that don't have that privilege, so that they know that they are more and they can be anything, because that is a privilege for me to even recognize that those good things that were told to me are important and valuable.
Yeah, it gets you through the darkness.
Yeah.
When you have like a lighthouse.
Definitely.
In the distance. Or wherever it may be.
Yeah, wherever it may be.
And it's really, wherever. Oh, yeah. And it's really important too that you had those people to tell you those things, because it made you who you are and made you want to help all these other people. And I think it's important for people to say to people, like, it'll be not necessarily it'll be okay, but kind of like help guide them through whatever they're going through, because you never know that that person might also help another person because of that situation. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
No, I thought you were going to keep talking.
No, I was, but I was like, I lost my train of thought.
I was grooving, so I was just waiting for more.
Something I'm learning to do and live in is listening to people. And when I'm listening to people, ask them questions, because I'm really good at talking, but listening is really hard for me. And it wasn't until recently with a friend where I noticed, like, I really need to listen in order to make an impact in your life. Like, I'm not going to make any sort of impact on you if all I'm doing is shoving rhetoric down your throat or my belief system down your throat. I felt like a crusader or something, like, not good. So to sit back and to listen to somebody hear themselves is something I'm really working on and doing, because people to know that you're heard, that's so beautiful, and that's infinite.
Yeah, we had a podcast on listening. Like, sometimes the silence is good, just to, because it's almost better to take it all in and like really think about what you're gonna say back than just have a quick response just to say something,
because
you need to do that on radio. Like, dead air is a bad thing. And on radio, at least.
And it shouldn't be, because, I mean, you are trying to collect your train of thoughts, and that's something I have been trying to do more and not just speak so quickly, because then that can cause, like, fights, but just, like,
combative. It's like back and forth.
Yeah, it's combative, and you're not really thinking about what you're saying, and you're just saying it to say something because maybe you don't like the silence, or you want to say something before the other person says something back at you, or just...
Yeah, I had a habit of, like, I was, like, really snappy and witty or whatever, but then it got to the point where I was diverting conversations too much, and so I got to a point where I was just like, what if I stop trying to fill the silences? What will the other person fill the silence with?
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
And it's a lot more interesting world when you let someone just kind of stew, and then all of a sudden something pops up, and that's usually when you start getting to more of the cooler stuff.
Yeah.
Is when you're not trying to just fill the time, fill the void.
It's interesting you said the word trying, because something I actively implement in my life is going without the word try. Mm-hmm. Either I do something or I don't do it. If I'm trying to do something, I'm not really doing it.
Yeah. Well, I had this experience where I was just like, I might go take a shower. No, which means I'm going to go take a shower, but why do I have to put the I might in there? Like, why am I quantifying it with these non-definitives?
To fill the space?
To fill the space, or just like to feel like they have some sort of, like, if they don't want me to take a shower, they can say no.
No, don't take a like, shower. We don't want you to smell.
Yeah. And so I have this preconceived, like, notion that I need to be pleasing other people, or to keep these doors open for people to change or manipulate me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it interrupts my flow, just in my own mind, I think.
It's cool that you're aware enough to recognize that you're unlearning something that you once knew to be true, and it didn't work for you. Yeah, it doesn't work. It's that, and those are the spaces that I love to be in, is with people who want to change their narrative because they have seen something not work. And I mean, we all have those things. Like, for you to say that you, everything you do works and everything you know is right and perfect, like, you're lying.
Yeah, I
don't believe you.
I would hopefully never say
or that. Like, please, like, take me up to heaven and show me. Yeah. Like, you're lying.
I'm sure heaven's got some flaws going around.
Oh, for sure.
Not many people. Come on.
Something interesting I've been kind of rattling off to people lately is it started with my mom, because she's like a super devout Christian. So she's also very spiritual. But anyways, if you walk into a room with a light shining right at you, or you look at the sun, you're blinded. You walk into a room that is darkness, you're blinded. You can't see anything. Too much light and too much darkness, it equates. You're blinded either way. It's the balance of using the light with the darkness. And that's why when I hear some, like, I don't know, like, holier than thou enlightened stuff of people like, just be light today. I'm like,
do people say that? Be light today?
Blind, or like, look towards the light today. Oh. I'm not hitting the right phrase right now, but
yeah, look towards the light. It makes you seem like they want you to die.
Exactly. Be light, live in light. And it's like, well, I guess if you want to be blinded, like, that to me is just as narrow-minded as being a super negative, dark person.
What would you hope they would say?
Live your truths today, and also make room for your truths to be new truths.
I know you're always talking about shedding your skin.
Yeah.
Which is something I always relate to.
Definitely.
Or it's just like, gotta just...
Just, you know, just take a little it bit. Off. Just take it off. Bit. You know, it'll grow back. It'll grow back. Yeah, healing is an interesting process. Yeah, I like being a little scientist with my thoughts, like a calculated thinker, and kind of what you were talking about earlier about how you noticed that something wasn't working for you, and so you decided to, like, the might thing, to just, like, cancel it or to stop doing that. Like, you're being your own scientist almost, like, you're figuring out new hypotheses and new ways that help you feel better and grow better. But that doesn't mean that the way that helps you feel better in that moment will help you feel better 20 years from now or 10 minutes from now, you know.
That's very true. Very true. You gotta break the loop cycles often.
Definitely.
With whatever. Yeah, you can't just keep going back to the same tool.
It'll get rusty.
It'll get rusty. It'll get blunt. You can't rely on it forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all growing. So we're all evolving. We're all changing. Mm-hmm. Every single day you learn more and new things that mm-hmm. people tell you. And that's why it's so important to like interact with other people and encounter different relationships, because you learn all these different things from these different people that you can then share with other people. And then everyone starts to learn.
Yes, that's why I value people's advice a lot. And not because I'm looking for a one sole answer, but because I value people's opinions and their perspectives that I didn't have before. Like, and asking like a multitude, like four people, the same question and seeing all of their different answers, that is so life-giving to me, to understand how different people think and not take what they're saying as my religion or like my only truth. But to have it all be valid in its own way and to understand it as so.
That's cool. I used to go on that kind of thing where it's like asking people different things. I used to ask people what the flavor of their soul is in this moment. So I'm going to field that to you guys.
Oh, man. You want to go first, Jack?
Okay, I mean, I want to say salty, but it's not like the typical, like, you know.
Like unami?
Like, just salty?
It's salty, but like pink Himalayan salt, right before you take a really yummy tequila shot. That's how I feel. It's like sour, salty.
Just on the rim.
Yeah.
Getting a little smell of tequila.
Yeah, right before the sweet, you know?
Yeah.
That's the flavor of my soul.
Right before
that
the sweet.
What does that mean, though?
You got to handle the
salt. I'm ready. Because I literally pictured, like, licking your hand, like, right before a tequila shot.
Yeah.
So, like, you're like, powering up, you know? Like, my soul's powering up. I'm in a whole new portal right now. Like, this is crazy. People are listening. That's so cool. To be like right there with someone. You are infinite. You can do anything. Everything that you doubt, you are in your way of that. No one else.
You're never too small.
Never too small. You take up so much space.
And that's a good thing. You want to take up space.
Yes, you don't want to take up space.
Yes.
Yeah, and your aura, your natural energy, or your aura can be significantly bigger than your own body.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, it radiates. You have like a field of energy around you that's even bigger than you are.
That's why the radio is so trippy to me. Like,
your voice is radiating to literally a whole bunch of
through energy
people.
Through I don't even know. I wish I knew like the scientific explanation. That'd be pretty cool. One day I'll learn, but
it's all waves.
Yeah,
it makes me feel like my brain flavor should be like sprinkled cupcake or something, because I have all these different like auras in this room right now.
You look like a sprinkled cupcake.
You do.
It matches my brain flavor, so that's perfect.
Cohesive, very. I ask people, I often ask this to people when I'm like really drunk at the bar. I'm like, what color do you feel right now?
What's the craziest answer you got? Or the most awkward one?
Most awkward? I don't think I've heard an awkward. I mean, I think when people consider themselves like a really basic color, I'm really like sad for them, because I wouldn't ask them that question if I thought they were a basic, because I don't want to hear a basic answer. Like,
what's a basic boring color? Like,
gray. Just like a straight up color. I don't know, like blue.
Like it should be like periwinkle.
Yeah.
Or like royal purple.
Like, you didn't think about that really hard.
Yeah.
Or you like don't know that many colors and it's fine. Don't worry.
You should get out a Crayola box. Yeah. Looking at those colors.
I'm like, which color are you? And point to all the colors. Yeah. That's
just
okay.
Like whip them out of your backpack.
Definitely.
Next time you come in and be like,
I'm gonna start wearing a tool belt, but instead of tools, it's gonna be Crayola.
Yeah.
It's gonna be crayons. I'm just gonna
whip
out
like a bandolier, like the ammo bandoliers.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I love that. I'm thinking more like Bob the Builder, but you know.
Yeah. build some color.
We can fix it, guys.
Yeah, with color.
With color.
It's true. Perfect. You can fix a lot of things with color.
Yeah, you definitely.
Get away from words, I think.
Interesting.
Might help. Thoughts, reactions to that statement.
I was just picturing a bunch of different like post-it note colors that you just like hand people, like depending on like if you're just walking down the street and be like, you look like you're a pink today, or you look like a blue today.
I love doing that kind
of stuff.
Just
like hand it to them, and then it'd be interesting to see the different types of reactions you would get from people, like, why do you think I'm this color, or like,
definitely. And I feel like if you're like handing stuff out on the street, especially, people are usually expecting like there's a catch to it. Yeah, or like you're trying to, I don't know, prove something to them. So I think that's actually a really cool idea, like to get a bunch of people together and do that, or some sort of performance piece like that. That's uplifting and also like multi-dimensional, because colors are that.
Talk about portals.
Yeah.
What's your brain flavor?
My brain flavor?
Oh yeah.
You thought you were gonna get away with this without saying yours.
Well, are we talking about my brain flavor or my soul flavor?
I guess your soul flavor.
It's like a misty peppermint lemon.
I was gonna say that because you have a green mic.
That's really nice.
And if I was a color, I'd be seafoam green, but very foamy. Like on top of a river in the Amazon.
Okay.
That's a lot scary.
Of snakes. You're just flowing.
I'm just flowing with the snakes. Yeah, the boa constrictors.
Foam always terrifies me when I see it over water.
Oh.
Yeah, dude.
I thought like you have a fear of lattes.
No. No, I love that. It makes it all smooth. But like when I see it in a river, I'm like, it looks like leprosy to me almost. like pus. I don't know. I don't like saying that word on the radio. I'm sorry, guys.
No, you're just saying your truth. That's all you got. It's cool.
It's like thick and scary.
No, I've been there. I have a very overactive imagination, especially as a child. I was scared of, anytime I would go upstairs, I would start imagining like crocodiles chasing me up the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is when I was like older.
Like how old?
Like, I want to
like
say
12?
Like, no, maybe 10 or something.
Okay.
I'll still do it occasionally where I just get like this fear of like a, well, I start like reliving like this dream of crocodiles in the basement.
And why like crocodiles? Coming up
You can ask my brain that. My subconscious would know that.
I probably just watched something.
You probably also, like, you may have experienced or are experiencing it somewhere. Like every time you think about it, you're probably reliving that. So
like the whole OA thing.
Yes.
Because like if something's happening here, it could be happening to you in that ultimate universe.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. 100%.
So maybe like your soul that was in like another universe got attacked by alligators at one point, or like had something to do with an alligator,
which is weird because I like alligators.
Or
well, in this life maybe you made friends with it.
I like to believe that the past, present, and the future are all happening at the same time.
Right.
So when I hear you say like that, I think of like, for me, it's whenever I'm leaving my house, I'm afraid that like my stove's on and I have to like compulsively check if everything's off and the stove's off. And then I think like, I need to calm down. First of all, past, present, future are all happening right now. Mm-hmm. And if I really believe that I left my stove on, my house is burning down in some form right now, in some timeline. And I need to stop that. I have the power to influence energy like that. And I need to use it for good instead of freaking myself out.
Right. Yeah. Transfer that energy.
Yeah.
Energy transferring.
Well, something my mom told me, because she kind of worries about stuff like that, she will like literally say like, turn off stove, and like so she remembers.
Wow,
or like,
I love
unplug
that.
Iron, so now she remembered. Or she'll say like, blue shirt, or like something that will remind her that she turned it off.
That's really
but
cool.
But if you want more information on portals